Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group. You can visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at Wealthy Sisters Media. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersMedia.com. Wealthy Sisters Radio is where we proudly promote positive people, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love providing you, the dynamic listener, with inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and life right now for that positive impact. And second, we must provide that platform to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. Today is another awesome Monday. That's right, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you all who are celebrating St. Patrick's Day today. And you know this, of course, we are celebrating Women's History Month. And what better way to do that than with the phenomenal event that's going to be taking place, culminating this great history month for women on Saturday, March 29th. That's Saturday, March 29th this year here in the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, none other than the Winter's Summit. That's right, the Winter's Summit, which is the premier event for professional business women. And we are going to be here, and we're excited about that. We're talking about that more today on the show. And, you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's right, Monday at 12 noon Eastern. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for spreading the word. I am just so encouraged. I feel your love. I feel your energy. And I appreciate you. I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate you. And thank you so much for sharing your comments and feedback and just emailing us and Facebooking us and everything just to let us know what the show is meaning and how it's helping you. So we are grateful for that. And as I mentioned, today's show is no different from any other. As you know, every week we promise and we're committed to value. We're committed to you and providing you that information that you can use right now, like I said, in your business and your life. And so today's show is all about the event that we put so much effort into making sure. I mean, this event is designed for you. If you are in business and you are serious about doing business and building your business and wanting to be better at your business, I mean, everything could be flowing perfectly for you now. But even if you understand that you want to be able to increase or expand or build on what you already have, or you could be new to business, the Winter's Summit Conference is for you. Now, trust me, this event, I know, is not for everyone. I understand now even more clearly, with this being a third event, I have a clear understanding of the direct person that this event is for. And it is not, like I said, it is not for everyone. It is only for those business women, those professional women who are serious and ready, really hungry about building a business that can last. Perhaps you might want to sell it. That might be your exit strategy. Perhaps you might want to build it to leave it for your children's children, what have you. That's the type of person that is attracted to this conference. And I just want to take the time out today just to let you know again that it's going to take place this year. This is our third event. We were on hiatus for the past 2 years, and you, it's you that we brought this back for, because we got so much feedback from everyone who's like, when are you doing the Winter Summit? We need the Winter Summit. And I must apologize for taking a two-year hiatus and not providing this rich event for you. So we are back. It's going to take place this March, Saturday, March 29th, here in the DMV at the Tyson's Corner Courtyard by Marriott. Yes, the Tyson's Corner Courtyard by Marriott. I promise you, if you are in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, look, you're talking to a road warrior. I'll tell you to get on the road in a minute. It's nothing for me to drive 17 hours straight, okay? So I'm telling you, this is that type of event that is worth it. It is worth you putting that extra effort. And let me say this. Oftentimes, we are so busy building our businesses. We're so busy maintaining our families and our households and all the responsibilities that we have. And we feel like we just don't have the time or we can't take the money to invest in something like this. Well, let's talk about that. The investment is only $169. Now, if you Google and you go and you do research on the type of events of this caliber, I promise you, you will pay way more than that. And plus, the investment is all about you. This investment can outlast, can far reach. It can go beyond any type of clothing, any type of hairstyle we can pay for. This event is an investment into you, and it's in your business. And when you invest in yourself, you're investing in your business. And guess what? It's a tax write-off. What a way to come and celebrate, to learn, we say to grow, learn, and connect at the Winter Summit. What a way to do that and to be able to write it off. And guess what? Shopping. Why, if you're out of town and you have to purchase something or you're eating out and you're meeting people and you're enjoying a movie or what have you, that is a way. It's a way that you can write that off because it's a business expense. Even getting your nails done. Yes, I know there's all types of ways. That's how it's done in business. So we want you to come to the Winter Summit. This event is for you. It's for you. It's for you. It is designed. We have created a buffet, and it's all ready for you to partake. And I tell you, this year, the event, I am so passionate about it, as you can hear in my voice, right? I am so grateful for it, and I'm just really, really just want to let you know the topics that we're going to be talking about. I mean, it is all designed for business owners, those who are really ready. I mean, the first starting at 9:10 a.m., playing to win. Strategy is not sexy. It's smart. But developing your business strategy. That's going to be done by LaFern Beatty. She is a phenomenal individual. Not only is she phenomenal, but she knows what she's talking about. She's MBA. She has so much information. She's a business strategist. She works with corporations, and she's taking the time out to help us on this day. I'm telling you, she does a phenomenal job. I mean, she is one of the best strategic thinkers you ever want to meet. And she's starting our day off. Then from 10 to 10:45, we have Cash In, Get Paid, Discovering the Platinum in Government Contracting. Did you know that you do not have to live in the D.C. area to get a federal contract? Wow. And she's not only, Eldenise Jackson is not only going to be talking about just the federal government, but also the local and state opportunities that there are for you as well. This is major. There are billions of dollars in government contracting, and you're going to be able to learn firsthand from a woman who has over 20 years of experience in procuring billions of dollars in contracts for a large government contracting agencies here. So she is phenomenal. She's going to be sharing this information firsthand with you. That's Eldenise Jackson. And then we're talking about winning tax strategies from 10:55 to 11:40, demystifying deductions, creating powerful year-round bookkeeping strategies. Yes, and that's by none other than Joanne Williams-Barnes. And how many CPAs do you know that's taking time out to talk to anybody during this season. We are so grateful to have her. She's a CPA, MBA, MSA, all of the letters behind her name as well. See, I'm telling you, we have documented, qualified people, not just people that are talking about it, but all of the people that are speaking at the Winter Summit have well over 100 plus years combined in experience. Inexperienced. We are serious, ladies and gentlemen, about the people that we are bringing before you. And so she's going to be talking about those tax strategies and bookkeeping so that you're not, you know, that anxiety that we have every year around the 15th. Everybody's so uptight around that date. We want you to be able to understand that you don't have to feel that way. And there are things that you, just as we know, knowledge is powerful, but applied knowledge, we know, is greater than that. But it's a way for you to learn those bookkeeping strategies that can help you throughout the year. Your CPA will love you for that. And also, just so you can become more empowered and feel and reduce those anxieties that we have all around the whole tax system there. Then we'll have our lunch break from 12 to 2. Those who are just there for the general session and go, you'll be able to go across the street to the mall. And you have to catch the video about the mall. Tyson's Corner Mall, I'm telling you, is one of the most exclusive malls in the area. People come from all over just to go to that mall. You name it, every high-end shop from Saks, from Nordstrom's is right there in that mall. And we are right across the street from it. You can walk over or take the shuttle over as well. But at that time, the millionaire luncheon will take place. And that, I tell you, is one of the most amazing times that you can get access to multi-million dollar women who have built their multi-million dollar businesses, and they are going to share insight with you in an intimate setting. This is not for everyone. It's limited, very limited seating. And I tell you, when you see and you come and you experience where you can actually sit down and speak with someone and talk to someone and form relationships. And it's just incredible information that they're going to be sharing. And I'm telling you, the women that we have on the Millionaire Luncheon panel, oh, my gosh, Ms. Mary Beal Adler, she has done some incredible things. And she has a beautiful story how she came from lost things and built, rebuilt. I mean, she is just a phenomenal woman. You have to hear her story. She has a bagel cafe that is just one of the best here in this area and just flourishing. Then we have Sharon D. Fitzpatrick. You can catch her last week. We had her on the show last week. You have to hear that interview. She's an organizational development trainee, and she has trained literally more than 25,000 executives corporate-wide. Her contract that she has, I mean, she has clients with whether the federal government and in all types of corporate settings. And then we have Erica Flora, who, when you look at her, she is in IT, and this woman is brilliant, brilliant. She's a scientist by nature. She is just absolutely brilliant. So honored to have her as well. Some of her clients are Pfizer and Chase Bank, Discovery Channel, NASA. These are the type of women that we are so honored to be able to present to you at the Winter Summit. And so they're going to be there sharing at the Millionaire Luncheon as well. And then you'll have an opportunity, just an intimate opportunity for a question and answer session as well. And that's again going to be made available for you at the Winter Summit. And then we'll come back. And we will begin wrapping up that day with none other than our marketing strategist, Stacey L. Price. She's going to be talking about marketing to win, making marketing techniques that she's going to be sharing with us, inbound and outbound marketing, why we need to make sure marketing is a part of our budget as well. And then, wow. We're going to close the day out. We got a bonus for you for the closure, but I have so much respect for this gentleman and his wife, Douglas and Kimry AJ. When I tell you, Douglas is going to be talking about how you can become your own bank. Now, listen to me now. This is no hype. This is real. People have been doing this. The wealthy has been doing this for so long. Matter of fact, he has written a book called Creating Generational Wealth, Generational Income, and what you need to know about what the wealthy knows that you need to know. And he's going to be sharing insights from that book as well. But the whole topic is about how you become your bank, maximize century-old legacy wealth-building strategies. And they're going to be sharing that. I mean, he used these principles and these tips where he didn't even have to go and get financing from a bank to help his wife open her medical clinic. They just opened a medical clinic here in the Maryland area, and he did it with his own bank. Now, I know you all, just for nothing else, you have to come and learn about that as well. So, and then, like I said, we'll be wrapping up at 4 o'clock with the bonus session, and we'll be out of there at 5. So it's going to be a jam-packed full day of information and the networking, the relationships. I mean, I just encourage you to go to the Winner Summit. That's a winner like you are, a winner, the champion that you are, thewinnersummit.com. Check out all the testimonies, the videos, and just read and hear and see the stories. Check out the photos there so that you can see how focused we are and how serious we are about bringing you a quality event. And I, like I said, I am just so thrilled. And I want to just really, really just say that, you know, for those of you all who are still might be saying, well, I just don't know. I mean, it's 2 weeks away. I don't know if I can do this. I just promise you, where there is vision, there is always provision. This event is for you. There is nothing that you can do from this but gain. There is nothing that you can do from this but win. Guaranteed. This is, it's just an incredible opportunity for you to come. And I purposely, I mean, I pray and I, as a matter of fact, I had one of the ladies call last week, and she said, Deborah, she's been to both Winter Summits, and she said, Deborah, did you know how much money people have made after coming to your summit? And it was so funny how she said it, because it was almost like I was supposed to have been mad about it. And I'm like, well, no, I've heard some things, but no, I really don't know, because you know, I just don't know. I mean, I know that people have done well, that people formed partnerships and created great relationships and all of that. And I do know that, and I've heard this or what have you, but I really don't know all. But I did say this, I do know, because that is the purpose of it. That's the intent. That's the purpose. My purpose, even for the exhibitors, you know, those exhibitors that we have, the reason why our exhibitors love our event is because you are in the space with us. All of our exhibitors are right there where in the general session where they can get the information and learn, too, because they're business owners, and they can be in the flow of the traffic. So it is designed for anybody to come in there to gain, to get information, to get knowledge, and to really, really, really make sure that they are able to make money. Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that, because that's why we are in business. You know, to make money, to be able to do the things that we need to do, you know, with that money. And that's the purpose of it. So, yes, I see you there, Sister Jewel. I'm excited about it as well. I'm glad that you're online with us today. So, yes, that is the purpose of the Winter Summit. So I'm telling you, when you have the purpose there, you cannot do anything but win by attending the Winter Summit. But that's me. That's me sharing it, right? This is the baby. The Winter Summit is my baby, right? I'm the mommy, right? Like we say about our children are the absolute best. All of our children are the absolute best. And I say that. But I tell you what, I have people who can tell you this information and share with you, you know, what this event has meant to them. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to share some of our testimonies from that we did from previous Winter Summit, and I'm going to play that now just so that you can just hear, not just from me, but so that you can hear the real stories from those who attended. So I'm going to play a rebroadcast that we did from the 2011, our last Winter Summit. And just so that you kind of hear the recap and the enthusiasm in everyone's voice and all that happened. So we're going to take a short break and a commercial break, and we'll come back and start that as well. But like I said, you are here with us on Wealthy Sisters Radio. We appreciate you for joining us, and we want to encourage you to make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you know that you can download this show. You can subscribe to us on iTunes for free. You can get this quality programming right there on your smart device. Just go to iTunes, look for Wealthy Sisters. We're there. You Facebook, Wealthy Sisters, Twitter, Wealthy Sisters as well. But we'll take a short commercial break, come right back, and then I want to share some of the great testimonies that came from the Winter Summit.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth-stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Ladies, are you tired of searching for Mr. Right and need help cracking the man code? Do you really want to know what he thinks about dating, love, and romance? Are you wondering if the one you're with will ever fall in love with you? Then you need the Code Cracker, Jay Neville, relationship expert and life coach. Visit jayneville.com. That's JNEVELS.com. jayneville.com.
All right, we're live here back on Wealthy Sisters Radio with our special edition today of the Winter Summit. Yes, we are talking about the Winter Summit today. It is all about the Winter Summit, which means it is all about you, the winner. And we are just so excited about this event. It's going to be held Saturday, March 29th. That's Saturday, March 29th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Tyson's Corner right here in the DMV area. If you're in Philly, if you're in Delaware, if you're in New York, drive down, catch the train. You want to be here just one day from 9 to 5. But I promise you, you're going to be so glad that you attended the Winter Summit. Well, like I said, I could talk all day. As you could tell, I'm passionate about this. I am, because I know the purpose. I know the intentions of my heart and what this event is designed to do for you. But you don't have to just hear from me. Let me just take a few moments here and just share the recap from 2011's Winter Summit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of 6- and 7-figure earning women of color, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage the listener, and second, we want to edify, promote, acknowledge, and just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is Monday, March the 21st, 2011, and the year is getting started with a bang. I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is very bright. Now, you stay tuned. Trust me on that.
Bank it. Take it to the bank. Your future is so bright. And you know what? We are here every week at the same time. So go and spread the word about the good news of Wealthy Sisters every Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Once again, congratulations for everyone that attended the fabulous Winter Summit this weekend. Wow. And a huge thank you to absolutely everybody. This show is a special show. It's a recap. We call it the after party of the explosive weekend we just had. I cannot tell you how grateful I am just to have seen everyone, all of the faces from all across the globe, the love that everyone shared, the information that was imparted, the partnerships that were formed. I am just on a pure high, I tell you, and I don't want to come down, and don't plan on it either. I had some people ask me, wow, are you asleep? Are you taking a nap? I cannot sleep. Who could sleep at a time like this when so much excitement is happening? And not just hype, not just excitement that leaves you all worn out from your energy being burst and shoot straight up like a rocket, and then you have nothing to fill you or nothing substance, or shall I say, and you just land just exhausted. No, this is that not that type of excitement. This is a real sense of enthusiasm where we actually had practical information that was shared, savvy advice that was given, and people who are actually implementing it and seeing the strategies come to fruition. So I am just so excited today and just want to welcome everybody on the show, everybody in our chat room. Today we will take callers, those of you all who we did not get to connect with who would like to share your winter summer experience. Please press 1 if you're on the phones. The switchboards are lighting up. If you're in the chat room, let us know as well if you have questions. So once again, congratulations to everybody. But before we really get into the actual show as well, I want to bring on a young lady that I am just so thrilled to introduce to everyone. She was actually at the Winter Summit as well, and I just wanted to take the time to introduce you to the audience because she is our new producer for Wealthy Sisters. Yay! We're so excited. This young lady is a powerful force to be reckoned with. She has a track record that, I mean, speaks monuments and has shown so much value in what Wealthy Sisters has been able to offer. So we are excited about bringing her on board as the show producer. She'll be handling a lot of the great things here, and you're going to see some major things that are going to be taking place with Wealthy Sisters Media Group and particularly this show. So I have the pleasure to welcome online today and to present to others none other than Ms. Renelda Masseuse. Hello, Renelda. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Deborah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can. Welcome, 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 welcome to Wealthy Sisters. And welcome on board the team. I'm just so thrilled. You know, I couldn't tell you enough how grateful I am that you decided to come on board and work with us. So thank you for that as well. And I just want to take this time to give you a few minutes just to share what your experience was like at the Winter Summit, and then also to share what your goals are as far as our new show producer and working with Wealthy Sisters. So we're going to give you this time now. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I just want to say thank you, Deborah, for giving me this opportunity. The summit was amazing. I can't, words cannot even express the value of wealth of knowledge, meeting these women who can impact our lives, and knowing the fact that joining this opportunity will help enhance and targeting our sisters abroad, all over the world, the media group, so sisters can actually hear and learn from the best so they can apply it to their daily lives so they can be the sister that they ought to be.
Exactly. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you recently graduated and you've been in the professional world for some time now. Give us a little bit more background.
Oh, yes. I'm an academic advisor for an online school, so I help students with pursuing their education, and I also tutor on the side. Definitely love talking to my students. I don't really see them at all, but it's all online. Yes, mm-hmm. I earned my degree last year, my master's in business, human resources. It was quite difficult, challenging, and working full-time, but I was able to finish it. It took 2 years for me to do that. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to be a college speaker, to travel around the world and talk to the college students about the American dream so they can know that it still exists and do not give up. Everything in life takes time, perseverance, and they know that even though they graduate, they can still pursue their passion despite the rumor of the recession or the economy is not good. They can still pursue the American dream. It's still there.
Yes, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we are so, like I said, grateful to have you on board. We're looking forward to some great things as well that's coming from what you'll be doing here with Wealthy Sisters. And thank you again for coming on the show today to share your experience. Anything else you want to say before we go to our next caller?
Oh, my goodness. I wish if those who did not attend the Winter Summit, we haven't won next year, but the value of the information is worthwhile. It's worth your time. When you value your time and money to learn from the best, it's worthwhile, and you're so excited. It's not just any event. It's an intimate session where you can actually ask the speakers, how do they do it? They all overcome challenges, you know? Mm-hmm. Nothing in life is easy. They had to overcome their obstacles, and they knew that there's more to life than just their current circumstances. So ladies out there, even gentlemen out there, when it comes to empowering yourself, Winter Summit and Deborah Hartnett, she's definitely there to help us. And you know what? It's worth the fight. It's worthwhile. The connections you built, the rapport, it's all about the relationship. It's all about the relationship. And what I've learned, I'm so excited to share to my colleagues at work. I start later on, and given the information, what I've learned, the notes I took.
So you got a lot of notes, huh?
Oh,
yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I have a lot of notes. I'm so excited. And then these notes are there for me to apply, and I challenge myself. Because these notes are not for, oh, it's in my book, and that's it. No, I have to learn from these. No.
All right. All
valuable
right.
Valuable lessons. They don't teach in school. Valuable lessons.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's the key. Like we said, you know, you could come to a Winter Summit in the weekend and learn more from the phenomenal speakers who have been in the trenches, who built businesses, like we said, from the ground up, and who could share stories with you. And you can learn more than you could in 2 years in some cases. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Renelda, and we look forward to the great things coming. We're going to go now. I believe this is down in Texas. I think this is an area code there. But we want to bring a young lady, Miss Patricia Grace. Are you on the line?
I am on the line, and I'm in New Jersey. And
New Jersey.
And I'm calling to thank you for your obedience to do what you're doing. I happen to be fortunate enough to attend the Winter Summit and also to win your grand prize. And I can't even I'm still shaking. I was so moved by the entire experience of being there. And, oh, my goodness.
Well, for those of you all who don't know, the grand prize we gave away at the Winter Summit was next year. We are the cruise. We're going on a cruise of 2012. And Patricia walked away with the cruise and her conference registration.
And it's still just in awe of it all. But I wanted to make sure I just called and said thank you so much. It was so much valuable information, and it was such a blessing to see really the way every person's message tied to the next person's message. Though everybody didn't get together and say, this is what I'm going to say, and this is what I'm going to say, it all worked together beautifully to bring forth really powerful points of not just great information, but action, you know, opportunities for action. And I'm excited. I am really excited.
I love that word, opportunity for action. So what,
yeah.
what did you, what's one thing that you're going to do this week that you learned from the Winter Summit?
I am going to do my the different surveys that were recommended by LaFleur?
LaFern,
mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely looking to crystallize and get clarity. I really realized I was in a place, prior to coming to the summit, I was in a place where I was strictly in sight mode, and everything that was going on around me was completely overwhelming me. And being at the conference and really absorbing the messages that were there, I feel like I've gone from sight to vision. I'm back to dreaming again and working toward those dreams. And I want to thank you guys so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. That's incredible. Congratulations to you as well. And we look forward to seeing big and better things for you to your success. Truly,
thank
truly.
You so
you deserve
much.
The best. Yes. Yeah, so wonderful, wonderful. Well, now we're going to go. I think we're coming back to Baltimore. We have a young lady that's on the line that I truly have a lot of respect for. We've been knowing each other for several years. I know her family. She's a wonderful family in the Baltimore area. Just, I mean, they just represent, when you see them, you just put a smile on your face because of the unity that they have, the belief system that they have. It's just when you know you're around good people, just good people. And she actually was one of our support staff this weekend. But it's amazing to see just the people's experience that were helping and serving and how in service we can also gather information and get things. So I want to go to the line and bring Ms. Naima Sharif on. Hello, Ms. Naima.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, Naima wrote me such a beautiful note this morning, and I just asked her, I said, well, would you mind sharing on the show today your experience at the Winter Summit? So we're all ears.
Okay. Well, first of all, I really wanted to attend the Winter Summit last year, but I didn't really have the money to go. So I had to find a way this year to go, and I just, you know, I'm like the type of person where I think, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, I'm going to make it happen. So called Deborah up, and I just asked her if she needed any help, and, you know, any way I could come and volunteer or do whatever I could do so I can be around the people. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to be in every session, but if I could just sit there and hear snippets of them, I knew that that would benefit me as well. So, I mean, it was a really great experience just being around all the positive people, all the successful black women in the same room, all willing to share their knowledge. It was something that really is priceless, and the room should be packed the next time. It should have been packed this time with all the valuable information that was given. And so I was just really excited to be a part of it. I'm still excited. It was really an overwhelming and emotional experience because a lot of the speakers, one in particular, Dr. Tracy Lynn, her speech really hit home for me at the Millionaire Luncheon, and everything that she was saying, it just really hit home and almost brought me to tears. I was really moved by what she was saying, and I'm a business owner myself, so everything that she said just pushed me to drive even further and keep going and pursuing my dreams. So I thank you so much, Deborah, for that experience.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we thank you for being there. Truly, we do. And what was it that she said that really struck a chord with you, Dr. Lynn, from the Millionaire Luncheon?
Mm-hmm. She said so many things, but two things that stick out was deliver yourself from other people's opinions. And a lot of times I find myself, you know, thinking, well, what would they think if I did this, I want to do this, and really it shouldn't matter. It's what I want to do, and you know, when it comes to my dreams and goals. So that was one thing that really stuck out. And another thing was do that thing that you really don't have to go to school to do, that thing that you know how to, only you know how to do, and people would pay you to do it. And that's
right.
Something that I've been doing for the last year, and I've found myself to be so much happier and so much more fulfilled just pursuing this. I went and got a degree because no one else in my family, in my household, had gotten one. So I did that for myself and for my kids, but I knew that what I really wanted to do, I didn't even need a degree. And so I'm pursuing my career in event promotion and production, and it's just been the best thing ever for me. So I'm really happy, and I would encourage everyone to do the same thing.
Yes, definitely. What do you expect? Where do you see yourself after attending the Winter Summit this past weekend? Where do you see yourself this time next year, just based on the information that you got?
Oh, I see myself as the businesswoman of the year getting the award.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And what type of business do you have?
I produce events, concerts, trips, comedy shows, different things like that. I have a movie screening event that I do every month as well.
That's awesome. Well, we know that you will be very successful in that, and we're looking forward to seeing the greatness that's coming from you as well. Thank you so much, Naima, for being on the line today and sharing your testimony as well. Now I want to go to a young lady who I just had the opportunity of meeting. She actually works with the powerhouse herself, none other than Miss Deborah Owens. Miss Owens was, of course, one of the featured speakers. She is the author of A Purse of Your Own book, and she was there along with GM. We had those ride and drive cars. Oh my gosh, that I'm telling you, the new Buick, if you have not seen it, you have to see it. It is not Grandpapa's Buick back in the day. These cars are nice, sleek, and sexy, and they were there. But Miss Ali Willis is on the line, and her personality, I'm going to let you hear. You'll see how enthusiastic she is and how much energy she has and how positive. She's just one of those individuals you just want to be around, and I was so grateful for her being there and sharing her kind words that I asked her if she wouldn't mind coming on the show today to share her experience, the point of view. They're working on behalf of Ms. Deborah Owens. So Ms. Ali, are you there?
Yes, I am. I did not expect an introduction like that, so now I'm sitting here with my jaw on the table. Thank you so much. I was trying to say how flattered I was that you wanted me to tell everyone what a phenomenal event it was. It really was. To be in the room, if I can get started now, is that okay?
Yes, please, yes.
To tell everyone to see sisters everywhere, sharing their thoughts, sharing their ideas, and the gleam in their eyes as they were looking for validation, asking for confirmation, being proud, being humble, to say, this is what I'm doing. I would like to share this with you. Will you help me on this adventure? Can I join you on that adventure? I was just overwhelmed and felt so happy to be in that mess. And yes, I was with my powerhouse, Deborah Owens, and she was creating energy, and all of your speakers were creating energy. And what I really liked about the event was the speakers were mingling among the crowd, and I had no idea that I was even interacting with a speaker until you announced for them to come to the stage. So
who was
just a phenomenal event.
Who was that, Ali? Who was that?
Oh,
you
my
remember?
God, LaFerne Batty.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
She was bad. That girl was bad.
Yes, she was. And our final speaker, and please forgive me because I could not remember her name, the one
That's
that was
okay.
going.
Linda Clemens.
Yes, Linda
my
Clemens
mentor.
Really
yes.
wrapped the show up by tapping into your heart, saying, yes, that little voice is right. Yes, you do need to listen to it. Yes, you need to hone into it. And you just totally floored me because it was not like I was even in a group being presented to. It was like I needed a cup of coffee and I was talking to a girlfriend. That's
right,
how
right.
realistic the presentation was. And when you said, you know what, it's okay that sometimes we have to shed our friends and attract new friends because you are who you surround yourself with. And to have that tapped and say, you know what, it is okay. And then to be in the midst of flowers that you can just pick for your own little personal vase to put on a table that can just continually make you smile, uplift you, hug you if you need a hug, cry with you if you need to cry. it was overwhelming. And I guess you can hear that in my voice.
What is it that you think you will apply maybe this year that you learned this week? Is it one thing that really sticks out that you see
yes.
yourself implementing right away?
Yes. The authenticity part mm-hmm. of LaFerne Battee's website. I couldn't wait to log onto the website to find out what it is that I needed to do by going through the little quiz on the website.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
also the statement that our final speaker said, that if you just commit to the vision, the provisions will be provided. And I had no idea that I was being blessed all along. I just was thinking that, oh, wow, this is a wonderful thing. Wow, this is a wonderful thing. I had no idea that I was sending the energy out, so I had to get it back.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that in itself, the fact that I was there working with Deborah, it didn't feel like a job at all. It just felt just phenomenal. And it stayed with me, and I hope everyone can hear that in my voice. Because
yes.
I'm just sitting here smiling and working and realizing that this is just another step to get me to where I want to be.
Yes. Yes, and you definitely are there. You are. You are. Thank you so much, Ms. Ali, for sharing that and taking the time. Yes, 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 yes. And we look forward to seeing you more as well. And here's to your success.
Thank you. I plan on being on the cruise.
Okay, come on with us now. All right. Well, we have a caller here. It's a 203 number. Not quite sure who this is on the line, but I would imagine you would like to share your experience at the Winter Summit. Hello?
Hello, Deborah?
Yes.
Hi, this is Reba from Connecticut, Reba Escalera, the Caribbean USA Expo. Unfortunately, I didn't get to make it to the conference because I had an emergency that came up, but I can feel the energy on this conference call, and I'm very disappointed. I was wondering, are you going to have any kind of video footage and from the conference or any that we can see and get additional information?
Yes, we will. We will. Just stay tuned. If you have it, for those of you who are listening, you can always go to the website right now, thewintersummit.com, thewintersummit.com, and join our mailing list. That is the best way to stay on top of everything. You'll find out the latest on specials, of which we're going to be announcing a major, major announcement promotion for next year's conference. So that is the best way to stay in tune on what we will have coming out there. So, yes, well, Reba, I'm glad you called in.
I know, I'm so sorry, looking forward to meeting you. I can tell the energy and everything. I really wanted to be there, but I was busy with Carnival and everything, just getting back into town. But anything for New York City or anything in the near future, additional workshops or no?
Well, we do have some plans, so we definitely have to talk offline about that and make that happen. Perhaps you can help us with what we're working on with that. So I look forward to doing
any
that.
Support
that's,
I can provide, definitely.
Oh, well,
when I'm on the call, and I just want to say thank you, and I could feel the energy, and I'm really disappointed. But congratulations. It seems like you had a great event.
Thank you so much for calling
You're welcome.
In. We appreciate
no problem.
It. We'll be in touch this week.
Okay, cool.
All right. Now, I also see 561 number here. Hello. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Man of God 7 from Miami, Florida. And I'm just listening to all these wonderful and exciting and women of excellence on this program. And I've been following you for a little while. This is my lunch, so I decided to actually listen in, and I wanted to call in, you know, congratulate you, woman, to keep all your women, keep pushing forward and keep working hard, because, you know, you guys are really going to help other women, you know, raise their standards of how they see themselves and what their potential truly are. So I just want to, you know, offer a word of encouragement and, you know, keep let you know I'm supporting what you're doing, woman of wealth, sisters of wealth. I tell
Thank
you, it's amazing. God is good. God is just
yes,
good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And what was your name again, sir?
Man of God 7. I'm also on Blog Talk.
Yes.
You know, I have a show there as well.
Yes, yes,
so,
I remember, yes.
And I'm also connecting with people that is actually moving within the presence of the kingdom of the Father. And you are definitely bringing and gathering strong women of the presence of God. I tell you, the glory is really all over your show. It really
Thank
is.
You. Thank you.
Women of excellence, that's what I can say, women of excellence. You know, I'm actually very happy that I decided to start following your program. I really am.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your kind words, and definitely we appreciate you even taking the time to call in and share with us. You know, we don't take that lightly. It's so important to hear that because you never know what you're saying or what you're doing if it's really helping and until someone can say. So we definitely appreciate it and continue to lift and support you as well, man of God. Number seven, thank you so much.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. And I'm going to keep following you, so I'm going to keep listening. And I'm going to recommend that other people start listening, especially the women, because they need to know that you have an excellent spirit on the inside of you, that you can do greater and more. And I listened to the other young lady who said that she just decided to go challenge herself, even in spite that what she was doing did not require her to have a degree. You know,
right.
But she decided to challenge herself and actually push herself to the next level. So listening to the women that's calling in, you're being connected to your move and your vision, you know, is causing them to step up outside of the box and challenge themselves to be greater than what they potentially says they're worth. So that's hard to do. And when you get women that can actually begin to see their value and, oh, my God, world-changing events.
Wow,
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. See, and that's what I'm doing with the men. I'm trying to bring men up to that standard of excellence, you know, because, you know, in order for a queen to be represented as truly as a queen, a king must be present somewhere. Where my king's at? I'm listening to all these queens, and I'm just actually overwhelmed.
Wow.
I really am very overwhelmed.
Wow. Well, thank you, and we look forward to staying connected as well and continue to have a beautiful day and enjoying your lunch there. And thank you again for calling
in. I appreciate it. And I will be calling you again, so you guys keep doing the good work. And may God keep blessing you and keep his glory presence within your movement.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
All right. We see, looks like a Maryland number 410531. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Your friend, Venetia Boyd. Clarksville, Maryland.
Venetia.
How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Venetia Boyd. Venetia, you guys have to know she is a lifesaver. She is truly a beautiful woman. I mean, just such an inspiration. She took the pictures for us this weekend. For those of you all who are online, I want you to give out your website because you said those pictures will be available as well. Support her. Just awesome woman, just an awesome woman. But what did you have to share, Venetia?
Well, first of all, you are awesomer. You are definitely an awesome person. I thank you for taking the challenge of even doing the segments that you're doing and being used of God for the professional black woman. Not just locally, not just nationally, but internationally. And I am here to support you in whatever ways that I can. We had an awesome, awesome, wonderful event this past weekend. As you're aware, prior to the event, I, you know, have had, you know, certain problems and situations going through. But this weekend took me to a new mindset to let me know that problems are opportunities, and we are to embrace the problems and think differently, and we are overcomers. And I just got so much out of just being there with the real black women millionaires, being able to rub shoulders and shake
the real ones, right?
And
yeah,
you know, as they say, if you, whatever it is that you want to be, hang around the type of folk that you want to be. So my desire is to one day to be on that panel as one of the millionaires.
I know that's right. That's right. And it is coming. It is coming for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes. So give us your website
Okay.
Yes, so that we can
the photos
get those
will pictures. Be on there by the end of this week. The website is www.veebsphotos.com. That's V as in Victory, E as in Edward, B as in Baby, S as in Sam, PHOTOS.com. The pictures turned out beautiful, and they will be on the site before the week is out.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again so much for being there, for taking the photos, for, letting me bunk in your place.
Yes.
I stayed in her basement, and, I was the type of guest that she's like, is somebody here? I tell you, she just has a beautiful home. She let me just come in there and just stay. I was like, I had my own little apartment down there leading up before we checked into the hotel at the conference. So I want to thank you for that.
Right, welcome.
Well.
And she was working, y'all. She was working. And the results showed.
Thank you so much, Stone. All right,
I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
everybody,
thanks.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Looks like we'll go to a caller here. It's a 443-790. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Deborah, this is Stacy Johnson.
Hey, Miss Stacy, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well,
I'm
Stacey,
still excited.
Well, tell us how the Winter Summit, what it meant to you.
It was an eye opener. It took me out of my comfort zone. Told me I needed to step out and do the things that I wanted to do. That I'm the person that stopped myself from getting it done. I just need to connect, and everybody touched on that point. Each and every speaker, it was like a trickle effect. Everybody, you know, fell in line with each other, and it just, the momentum just got higher and higher and higher. By the end of the day, of each day, I mean, it was just, I was on a high.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Tell me what you share. You say you were thinking about it, then you weren't thinking about it, then you were about coming to the conference.
Yes, and then the thing about it is, a lot of people know me through Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, but also I am an accountant by nature, and I started a business, S.A. Johnson Accounting and Tax Services, and I've been saying that I was going to do this, I'm going to implement this, but I just started to move forward with this this venture, and it was just the icing on the cake as for me to when I got to the to the Winter Summit, that each and every person basically pushed me to that level where I said yes. I am doing the right thing. I am going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. I do have a gift. What is my gift? I know what my gift is. I just need to implement that gift and to share it with others and help them. I mean, I'm everybody. I mean, like someone had said before, Laverne was just, I mean, my mouth is still open. I'm looking forward to just going through the coaching sessions with her as well. I mean, it was just, everybody, and you know, it didn't matter what industry that you were in, each and every fact that was given was able to be implemented through each and every one. So it was, like I said, it's awesome. It was awesome.
And so you're glad that you made that decision, because you said you were kind of trying to decide if you should come or what was this or what
remember,
you were having to do.
I was saying that I kept saying, I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Yes,
I'm going to make it, but I don't know how I'm going to make it. And I made a way. And I'm just
glad
that I did.
That's right. That's right.
The big thing that I learned is going to give it to me 100-fold.
That's right. I remember I got you confused. I apologize. That's right. You said it. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we talked about that when we in the segment on developing the mindset of a winner and how important it is to go ahead and just speak it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid that if it doesn't happen. I think a lot of times we are more concerned about, well, what happens if it doesn't happen? And it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It could just be delayed, maybe some other processes that you need to go through or we need to go through. So I am so excited that you spoke it, you knew it, you kept pursuing it, and here you made it to the Winter Summit. That is wonderful. And then was able to see your dynamic mentor, Dr. Tracy Lynn, just show out in the Millionaire Lunch as well.
Yeah, church.
Yes, 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 with some practical knowledge
exactly.
that she shared. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Stacy. Continue to have a beautiful day, and we look forward to seeing great things coming from you as well. So we're going to take just a short break.
Well, I tell you, I am so grateful that you guys tuned in to the show today. As you heard the testimonies, you heard it, not just from me, but so many more. I want to encourage you, you can catch this episode, the full episode. You can go to thewinnersummit.com. It's right there on the homepage. You can hear the entire episode of the 2011 recap. You can also go, like I said, and catch some of the videos there on the site just to really, really see and hear the testimonials of everyone and even the photographs there. And we want to encourage you to come to the Winter Summit. There's just 2 weeks away. Get registered now. The luncheon is really going to be sold out here, I know, probably by tomorrow. And we want you to be there. It's for you. It's designed for you. And, again, go to the Winter Summit. That's the winner, like you are a winner, thewinnersummit.com. Get registered. Make the sacrifice. Make the investment in you. You deserve it. This event is designed for you. Thank you again so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We appreciate you so much. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes at Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, and stay tuned next week. We have our very special guest, none other than Miss Erica Flora, who is one of the millionaires featured panelists from the Millionaire Luncheon for this year, and she'll be with us next week on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So stay tuned, and as always, we wish you and yours the best at everything great. See you next week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.